having five players. We're back. I'm not used to five players. I have screens for four and three players. I'm ready for anything.
Yay.
All right. So with that, we return. So you all are still probably, I mean, you all could be leaving the foundation at this point, but I want to give you all some time to chat. So as you are all leaving the foundation, what do you all want to do?
I'm curious. With the
Uh oh. Did I lose everybody? Ooh.
Hear me?
Hold on. I am dropping frames.
It was like lagging.
One moment, please.
Oh. Hold on.
I am lagging. My internet dropped.
Ooh, let me just.
Yeah, same over here. It's just not you.
Seems to be good.
Well, that's good that it's not just me. I wonder if it's a citywide thing. I think it's stabilizing, which is good that we didn't start yet.
Isn't that just fun, like when your computer just shuts off?
Well, I'm very thankful that nothing died, and I still have internet, and my frame stopped dropping, so, and I'm showing that I have kilobytes per second going, so everything looks like it's working. I think we're okay. I think everybody's good.
Yeah.
All right, so, you all are walking out of the foundation area. What do you all want to do? And you had a question for me.
Yeah, so I'm just curious. Are there still initiates around?
Yeah, they're all walking around and talking.
So, I'm just curious. Since the last time we were here, a lot of stuff has happened. As like this group is walking around, is there like are there a few of them like just like noticing us or like pointing at us?
I think a few of them are looking, but they're also quite curious about Trixie because Trixie is not of the Foundation as well, and in fact, part of a different organization.
And she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of turns to the rest of the group. Where should we go first?
So, it's her and Trixie. You hungry?
Yeah, what's you in for?
Well, we got a couple choices. There's a place called Leaf and Bean. Got a really cool diner in Little Branch that has really good food. Shakes are amazing there.
Uh-huh.
A place called Axolotto. It's a gelato place.
Axolotto?
Am I forgetting? Axolotto.
Axolotto. That a lot of gelato?
That's a lot of gelato.
A lot of gelato?
And the mask, and
a
lot
of gelato.
Oh my goodness. That sounds delicious. Yeah, I mean, I'm down for whatever.
And I think Abuela, Elizabeth, Amy, everyone, like, she should meet everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was implied.
This is out of character. Did we already do prom?
Yes, there was prom.
Yes.
Okay.
Lorelai was and Abby were prom royalty.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last mystery we had before with Belle.
That's true. Wait. No, I don't think Belle was part of that.
Well, before they disappeared.
I think, yeah. Was that where Iggy tore the string?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
And almost died.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Belle was actually Belle was there for a few parts of that history.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let's go grab a bite, then we can start introducing her to everybody.
All right, where are y'all heading?
Axolotto.
Axolotto, it is. You all head
a place we really haven't dabbled with much.
And just so you know, Snowy, the rest of the chat will not see it, but we have a map of Willbridge, so I will, of course, point out where you all are as I describe it.
Hold on,
so you all head to the college town area, which is about in this location, the green.
To the former location of the Bean and Leaf.
Yeah, the Bean and Leaf, which I had burned down because I was getting tired of that game. I got
and now the only place is the Leaf
There's
and Bean.
There's also a file that is available called Points of Interest, so you're welcome to also look at that if you want.
Oh, all right. Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
All right. So you all head to Axolotto. I don't think Axolotto is on here, but that's fine. And you see just this adorable little axolotl that is holding a gelato and
for the
sign.
She takes out her phone and like tries to take a selfie. Like, she crouches down like next to like the does like a puts up like a peace sign backwards.
Do Did you try to catch everybody in there or just yourself?
Oh, no, everyone.
Oh, kidding. I'm throwing up hearts. Sorry, throwing up hearts.
Oh, Korean hearts.
Korean hearts, yeah.
Yeah, Iggy does the Korean heart, yeah.
Hearts.
Come on, Lorelai, get in there too.
Fine.
It's fun. Look how cute this thing is. Oh,
there's
my
actually,
God.
I will say, since Axolotl has gotten more popular, outside of the store, there is a little, like, a statue of an Axolotl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, a guy in a mascot suit or something.
No, there's no mascot suit. It's just, like, one of those, like, you know, like, how some people have, like, a giant ice cream cone outside, or, like, it's just, like, a statue kind of thing. It's one of those, but it's an Axolotl.
Like the Jollibee?
Like Jollibee. Jollibee? Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's the Axolotl.
Oh, Hina, can we please say there is an Axolotl, a guy in an Axolotl suit? And it's somebody, we don't know who
you know
it is,
what?
But somebody from World Branch High.
Here's how it's going to go. Since you want me, and I am a gracious GM.
We thank you so much.
Ask and just you shall receive. No. You tell me
saying,
nothing
just,
more.
Just keep the person in the suit a secret. That's what I'm saying.
No. I will do what I want. So you see, stepping outside of Axolotl, you do see a mascot walking out.
Is that normal?
Oh, look, it's Axel.
It's Axel the Axolotl.
Oh, God.
Axel the Axolotl.
Hey, Axel will turn towards you all, just kind of waving their arms a little bit.
He's like full on fanboying.
Like, not touching them, but like doing the dance along with them.
Oh, A is doing the same thing.
You see them like move and grab their head and then pop it up, and you see Jax.
Love it.
Oh my gosh, there's a person in there.
You see,
I knew it the
you
whole
see
time.
An individual with a kind of like, I gotta pull up their pictures. I don't want to get it wrong. I put pictures with a lot of our NPCs. Thank goodness I did that. Just a second while I pull up Jack.
And I also have these pictures.
They're in the NPCs folder.
Oh, never mind. I got it.
You see, an individual, a tan skin, short black hair that just kind of comes over the face a little bit, large green glasses, and they're wearing kind of a Letterman jacket, as they're very short, and they just kind of look towards you all. Oh my god, welcome to Axolotl. Who is your friend? Hello, friend.
And she dances back. Hello, I am Trixie. What is your name?
Oh my god, Trixie, it's nice to meet you. They're just still dancing.
Dancing along with them, yeah.
So nice to meet you. My name is Jax. I am a quarterback on team for Will Branch High.
What is happening?
As he's dancing to like, bro, what are you doing at Axolotl?
I got a job.
Since when?
Huh?
Since when? Sorry, I'm following your cadence.
He just kind of stops. Oh, last week?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It's really new.
This is a pretty sweet, oh wait, we saw it. Gig.
Oh, here, yeah.
Oh, is this dancing individual one of your friends?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
As well, you know, Lorelai is just blinking and judging.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
You may ask me anything. I am happy
to
welcome you to
Will Branch. Oh my goodness, I would love to do that.
Oh, I think I know
all
what you're
right.
Oh no.
All right, hold on. Let me see here. I'm right. Gotten through my notebook.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She pulls out a notebook. A little small one. All right. Would you say, how much money would you say you spend on bash food and dining experiences?
Oh, gee. He just kind of like rubs his head. Probably too much, if I'm being honest. Do I have to give
too
you a number?
Much? How much would you say is too much?
I mean, I am a teenager, so I do enjoy a good fast food burger. Probably, I mean, a number?
Put it in this way. Do you feel like after four burgers, you're good? Or you could still eat more?
I could eat more.
You could eat more? Yeah. Okay, how about six burgers?
Oh, that's too much. Five is
too
the
much?
Five is the,
you had
is
a
the
limit?
Nice, yeah, five is the
all
nice
right.
number. That's the nice median.
All right.
Six
great.
Is Ethan's record.
Yeah, six is Ethan's.
So much.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, thank you.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
wonderful.
Speaking of which,
I love this job for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, speaking of which, where is Ethan around?
Ethan is working inside.
Oh,
cool.
He could not fit in the mascot suit, so I'm here. Oh. I just dance.
Did not expect them to.
But also, I like to dance, so it worked out just fine.
Well, we'll leave you to it while we go say hi to Ethan.
They nod, and then they just grab their head, the axolotl head pops it right back on. Have fun, you hear muffled as they just kind of put their arms up, and then they start dancing outside.
I'm just dancing my way into axolotl.
Dancing our way in.
Okay, so you it's
contagious.
You all headed. Ethan does not have a picture, just so you know, Snowy.
Okay, I was looking for it. Like, yeah, what?
You're like, who is this individual? Who is this individual? I didn't have everybody. There's okay. Here's the thing, and I need you to know this because Snowy, you've never played Monster Hearts. Monster Hearts has all of the players make a class roster, so we had at least 14 NPCs.
Oh, shoot.
So, not all of them made it to
Not all of them made it to this Will Bridge. In fact, there are still, like, some, like, bring back or callbacks, but no. So I tried to make them for the ones that would return, but even then, I'm like, this is a big job. This is a big job. So I stopped.
You do not blame Hina for not trying to keep track of all those 14 students.
Thank you. I'm gonna do what I can next campaign. Anywho. all right. So, you see this larger individual, very buff, as he is, definitely looks more the quarterback than Jax did. As he stands there, he has, kind of, like, slick back, blonde hair, and he is, scooping just a scoop of gelato, and he just kind of tosses it and catches it with the cup, and then holds it out to a little kid, and then as the little kid just kind of, like, excitedly takes the cup and starts to run out, Ethan looks towards you all, bro.
Bro.
Picture the perfect himbo.
He's the perfect himbo.
He walks with him. Bro, I didn't know you were working here now.
Bro.
Oh, so you and Jax were trying to make sure you had money going into college, so you got some part-time jobs.
Bro.
Oh, smart. You always were the smart one.
Bro.
I lean towards Trixie.
Uh-huh.
Listen, he's fluent in Ethan.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I'm fluent in Kevin. hello, hi there. Hi. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Bro.
All right, great. I'm gonna take that as a yes.
It is a yes.
Great. Thank you. All right. So in your day-to-day, she's gonna be a little bit quieter with this question. Do you feel like you overreact with extreme violence from time to time?
Bro.
Looks to Iggy for confirmation.
Iggy kind of like, I mean, I don't know, bro. I mean, us as, you know, like our young teenage selves, I guess we all had those kind of urges, right?
Bro.
Yeah, I mean, like extreme
we
violence.
We live in a society.
Bro.
Use actual words! You would hear Lorelai say
you
that.
You make a really good point. Yeah.
Ethan will look towards you, Lorelai, as you shout, use actual words. And just shakes their head a little bit, bro.
Yeah, he looks like he is speaking actual words.
All he's saying is bro.
Bro.
I don't. I understand, bro.
They look a little offended.
Yeah, he's trying to calm things down. Like, bro, I understand what it's like to not feel like you're understood. And that sometimes leads to those slightly violent urges. I get it. You come with that all the time.
But would you say that it's, like, all the time?
Bro.
No. I know. Okay. I know we don't feel that all the time. Just some of those moments of weakness that we all have.
Right. No, well, thank you so much. Ethan, was it?
Bro.
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 I think I'm getting it. What did I say to him?
You said bro.
Oh, my God.
He said bro.
Awesome, thank you. All right, do you have vegans? But
this has been a running gag for this entire campaign, so
this is literally what happened in Monster Hearts 2. They made this character and said all he says is bro, and I'm like, all right, bet.
And only Jackson and Iggy can understand the trans,
and only Jackson understands, and Iggy, that's it,
and it triggers Lorelai.
So you all get some gelato and you all head back outside.
I'm leaving, I go, Ethan!
Ethan just looks
Can't wait to hear the valedictorian speech.
Give you a peace sign.
Oh, yeah. No, Ethan's like, is our valedictorian. Smartest guy in the class. We cannot wait to see what he has to say.
I can see it.
His eloquence is astounding.
You can see the steam coming out of Lorelai's ears.
Cecily.
How?
One
How
word.
Is he gonna do it?
I can see that, though. You know, it's always the quiet, strong types that are the smartest. Well, that was for my class, anyway, when I was back in school.
Quiet?
But I was also kicked out. I mean, that's another like story for another time.
No, I mean, like, Ethan's like one of the biggest talkers ever.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes Jax has to get him, though. Jax has to be the one to rein him down.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Jax is dancing still on the corner. Like, with one of those signs, the arrow sign, just, like, throwing it up and catching it.
I see that from the corner of my eye, and I'm, like, I subconsciously start bobbing along with it. Damn it, it's contagious.
Frank is very talented.
Oh, you mean Jax?
Yeah, look at him go. Just flipping and turning and flipping and turning. And they're paying him, what, $20 an hour? That's wonderful.
Oh, it's not $20 an hour. Oh, honey.
She just guessed him.
Yeah, I know. I love that. No, I love that, though. Like, obviously, he's getting paid a good wage, and it's just like, oh, no.
You should see him well on the drums.
Oh,
I don't know why. I just started thinking about
here?
The mascot and the drums, you know?
Meanwhile, out of the Leaf and Bean Cafe, a small, like, little coffee shop, you see, coming out of the door, you see the gentleman who is walking with a to-go cup.
Oh. Hello.
He stops and he looks over towards you all, and you'll see, Snowy, and there is a picture of the gentleman. You'll see an older gentleman who has slicked back blonde hair, blue eyes, silver glasses, and wears a red suit with a black tie. And just kind of looks over towards you and just starts to kind of walk over. And you'll also notice, for your sake, Trixie, this one is wearing also a pin for the foundation. I don't know if I broke Trixie.
Oh, no. I was just thinking. Would I know... Just by, like, would I know who this person is?
Maybe? You will know
or heard
him,
of them.
You will know him by the name LeBlanc.
Oh boy.
And he'll just kind of walk over towards you all. Ah, you're all just enjoying the town, I see.
Yeah, showing our new friend the sights.
He looks towards you. Oh, you're the agent that I heard so much about, yes?
Why know you?
You do seem familiar, yes. And he just kind of, like, puts a hand to his mouth. Trixie, yes?
LeBlanc?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been ages. And
it has. Have you been?
And he just shrugs, you know, watching over Will Branch, taking care
How
of
How are things. The cats?
The cats, they're doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's yes, great. Yes.
And then you see him take out a phone and he starts to scroll and he just holds out his
show
phone.
Show me.
Socks had kittens.
Oh! Oh, the babies. Oh my god, look at them.
He just nods.
I lean towards Cecily. Is it weird that they know each other so well? This is weird, right?
Weird just doesn't cover it in our lives.
Biggie's head pops up between them. Wait, he has cats?
He just looks over towards you. He never asked.
Biggie kind of knocked things.
That was like the second question I asked him when I met him. It's just like, what's your name? Do you have cats?
And I told him.
Huh.
Daddy, is he rich like me?
Yeah.
She presses like her earphone. Hey, Julio. Guess you'll never believe who's here.
I'm busy. Oh, you're just your man.
It's LeBlanc. His cat had kittens.
Oh my god, Trixie, I have to move this shit. Please stop calling me.
Look, I'm not gonna send you the photo, son. All right? If you're gonna keep sassing me, Mr. Pants.
Am I gonna love this? I love
good.
That
good.
So much.
Good.
All right.
I don't care.
He'll look towards you all. Well, unfortunately, I do have a place to be. I have to head to the foundation myself. But it was lovely seeing you again, Trixie.
Oh, here's my number. And then she, like...
And he just kind of smiles as he takes it, and then he winks. I already have it, but thanks, though. He starts to walk.
Ah, you kept it.
I did.
You're so sweet.
And he just waves his hand. ta-ta, and he'll start to walk.
I don't have his number. They never give me his number. I don't know why.
But he certainly has all of ours.
I'm sure.
He has that effect on you. You know, for the longest time, he couldn't tell if he could trust him or not.
I still can't, honestly.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's for a different reason.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful individual.
He's still wonderful. He dresses like the boss.
That's true, he does.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
That's why I'm surprised I never noticed cat hair.
Yeah, he keeps
never
himself
has, never has any hair on him.
That is impressive.
I think that's because of the whole shapeshifter thing, or he just always has a sticky roll around him.
Ew, yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
Well, he has that.
Maybe a little bit both.
Where
does hairless cat cats?
Wait, like, they're hairless cats?
Oh, it's hairless cats, and one of them's named Chicken, the other one Lamb.
Like, Trixie is making up.
We're learning more about Abra.
Trixie's just acting like too much power.
They're here for one session, and they're rewriting all our NPCs. I love it.
The lore. The lore.
I'm sorry. I cannot. I'm sorry. No.
Chicken and Lamb. Yes, please.
Okay. This is why I'm not in this session all the time. Okay.
Oh my god. All right. So, what do you want to do next?
Honestly, I want to go see the gentleman's hairless cats now.
No.
Chicken and Lamb. No. I want to see them.
No.
Oh, and then what was the one that had kitten's name?
Socks.
Socks, my bad.
That's why they're not hairless. He's got little socks.
Fine, he has three cats then.
Well, unless
no, he has
Sox
a lot more
because
Sox had kittens. Yep. He had three cats and now he has more because Sox had kittens. I thought I was clear.
He had him with chicken. Chicken now has nuggets.
That's the thing.
Oh, God.
That's the thing. He's named Sox because he thinks that they have hair, but everyone else sees hairless cats.
No, I'm not letting this happen.
Oh, God.
No,
you're
taking it away.
But no. Guys, I'm not going to be able to come back if we keep on doing this.
I'm taking the stick away.
It's a good thing we're going to be starting a new campaign eventually.
I'm taking the stick away.
Okay, all right. I take your stick. I'm sorry.
New campaign, who dis?
I got excited about cats.
Okay.
And I'm like,
you know, but I also love the idea that Trixie, like, is one of those people that will just be like, oh, yeah, I know everything about that guy. And she has no idea.
We go way back. We had a sandwich on the subway once.
Remember that time we talked when you came out of the cafe?
On the subway
good times.
Once. Did you buy it at the subway? No, you bought it at Subway. Anywho.
Yep.
All right. Where do you guys want to go next?
I mean, the possibilities are endless at this point.
Yeah, you have a whole place of points of interest. And I will say, Trixie, you also have access to those points of interest within your files.
Oh, right.
So
if you wanted to ask
to go somewhere, you absolutely can.
How do I get there?
It's in the documents.
Oh, there. Okay, it popped up. Sorry.
Right.
It's been a while since I was on.
It's been a while.
So she pulls out one of those old-timey maps from her pocket and unravels it to its full extent of the town. So where are we right now? I see a bunch of green, right?
We're in the No, that's University of Town, isn't it?
You're in town center, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, town center.
Sorry, you're in the red center. I got it wrong. That was my bad.
That part?
Yeah, the red circle in the map.
Got it. Okay. I could open the points of interest myself.
Well, how many people do y'all know?
Quite a few, I just realized.
A lot.
Well.
Oh, goodness. I wish I had more questions.
Well, we can have them meet Laura's family.
Or we can have them meet Elizabeth and Amy in the university center.
Or Abby.
Or are we meeting family?
Yeah.
I will chime in and say that the college area is definitely closer, as it is the green section of the map. That is College Town.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah, we're closest to Elizabeth and most likely Amy at this point, so.
That's true. Amy does, or Elizabeth does roam around the university area.
That is correct.
Abby's around the farm areas. And
don't forget the forest with the Tanyan Oberon.
Yep. Laura's parents are probably all at home.
Probably.
Along with the siblings.
Alright, so you guys want to start with parents.
Sure, why not?
Alright, just so we can keep this moving forward, you all can think about where you want to go after that. Alright, so you all head a little bit out into the college town area as you all head towards Will Branch University, a not too large campus. It's definitely older, very prestigious looking, but there's not a lot of students here. As you are all walking, you see that Elizabeth currently has a seat at one of the fountains on the college campus, kind of shuffling tarot cards and speaking with another individual. Elizabeth's picture is there. You can see that she is pale skin, long black hair that comes down, and she's wearing a very fashionable, red crop top that kind of comes down the shoulder a little bit, as well as black jeans. And you can see the other individual, who looks a lot like, I will say, A, in the sense of, she seemed, I will talk to A a little bit on that one. I think Amy would have changed her form just a little bit to match yours a little bit more, just so she could blend in as your family member.
I'd like to say she kind of, this is for some reason my brain just hit me like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She kind of has like Luz from Owl House kind of vibes going on.
Oh yeah, as far as her, I love that.
As far as her fashion.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And her hair too.
Yeah. So if you know Luz from Owl House, absolutely. Short hair, striped shirt, skinny jeans, and you can see also they're wearing just like a bag that has constellations as well as other tarot designs on it, as they're both kind of talking with each other.
I had to look them up. They're adorable.
Mm-hmm. Well, since there's, yeah, I kind of pull up. Hey guys.
You see Elizabeth look over towards you as she waves, and Amy will look towards you all, and just kind of nods as like a little bit too like still not quite used to being mundane, just nods.
I want to ask A this: what was Amy's reaction after the whole grabber incident?
After the which incident? Sorry.
The grabber incident.
Oh, that, I do wonder about that because
she was knocked out. Yeah, I think she was when out. She woke up, she was ready to fight, and then of course there was no fight and she was very disappointed.
You know how it goes. Itchy sword finger.
You'll see.
She didn't take it on you, did she?
No. But boy, the backyard. Boy, the backyard.
Elizabeth will just kind of wave you all over as she's just kind of shuffling her cards.
So we have a new friend.
Elizabeth will look over. Oh, hello. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And then and she extends out her hand.
She'll take it. Elizabeth Carter, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Trixie.
She nods and she points towards the other devote. This is Amy. And Amy just nods.
And then.
But kind of awkwardly.
Yeah, she's staring very intensely.
She will also. Intensely nod.
And then she just kind of like, you see her just be excited a little bit, and she just goes, finally, a worthy individual.
Well, I hope
so. You see Iggy
so.
Cowering in the background, even though it was like behind him. No, she still scares me.
So. One who can match my energy.
High five.
Amy just immediately high-fives you, but it's too hard. It's so hard.
Oh. Wowzers. Oh. Jeebus. Wow. Wowie wow. That was so
She looks cool. proud of herself as she nods.
I kind of like, I turn my back to Amy. I put a hand on Trixie's shoulder and lean towards her. She's from my neck of the woods, so she's still kind of getting used to being up here.
I know.
No. Just
reinstating that.
I mean, she's doing well at her blending in, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, she's you know, she's rocking it.
So you want to I'm sure they already know, but she wants to introduce you.
Actually, traditionally, we want to do the honors as far as what you're doing here. They're kind of in the loop, so.
What do you mean?
Elizabeth just looks towards you. In the loop.
It's a play, bro.
So I give them kind of the quick and easy rundown of what's going on.
Oh.
Oh, no. I'll stop you right there. I was just joshing you. Oh. All right. Hello. Hi. I am Trixie. I am from Oculus. Have you guys heard of Oculus before?
No, except for from them.
Well, it's part of the... It's a... We're one of the newest division organizations, and we're actually here to help.
Oh. Well, that's good to hear. Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, then. Would you need anything from us?
I see you as well. Oh, I actually have a few questions, if you don't mind.
Oh, here it comes.
No, boy.
All right. Would you say that you're having any strange dreams or even borderlining on the horrific?
Elizabeth just kind of thinks. She looks towards you, eh? Yes? And she just, like, looks a little bit confused.
Are they scary dreams?
Yes?
Do you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night? A lot?
Yes. And she just like looks a bit confused. Amy just goes, no dream can scare me!
Well, I can definitely see that.
If any scary dream comes, I shall punch it.
No, I've had those rooms where I was in a crowd in my underwear. Those are...
That is
creepy.
Not scary. That is just annoying.
Oh.
And she's just like check mark. Like she's just like scribbling like in her notes. All right. Well, it's just, you know, most people have scary dreams, especially with all the different things going on and around, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's nothing to be concerned about.
Snowy, I'm going to send you a quick message in your DMs.
Alright.
Oh, more secrets. More secrets.
She's sliding into my DMs, yo.
Don't say it like that.
She slid right in.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm sorry. They slid right in. My bad.
You're fine. I use both pronouns. You're fine.
Haha. I got a cryptid in my DMs, yo.
Stop. I can't type when you do this.
Is it the Mothman?
Okay.
I hope so.
There you go. Just pushing that's information a little bit further.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have dreams of, like, that are just so crazy. You know what I mean? Like, last night I had a dream that there was a ghost tickling my neck. And I was just like, get out of here. I don't want you around me. I didn't give you consent. That was so scary.
We all hear in the back of our minds, Jax yell, consent is key.
No, we actually hear it because we're still not that far from actual law.
Exactly.
Him, like, screaming in the costume.
That's the joke, is Jax always says consent is key.
He's just dancing in the background as a mascot. Consent is key.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm so sorry. Name is Amy?
Amy nods. Correct.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I should give you a title.
You would grant
me
a title.
I'm just getting that kind of... Yeah. What? Sorry?
You would grant me a title.
Of course! I mean, why not?
She smiles very well. Make it a good one, though. I already have many.
Do you have your majesty?
I do not! And
well, now you do!
Your
and
majesty.
She pulls out from her bag a little gold star. There you go. Fantastic!
She takes
the she really
gold
likes
star,
stars.
And she just kind of like smiles and she places it on her chest. Hmm.
I got a lot of gold stars. Anyway, great. So I actually have a question for you, if you don't mind, Your Majesty.
Mm.
All right. One moment. I gotta find it. Oh, goodness.
If you take a cat and you strap a butter piece of toast to the top of it and then flip it, what side lands down?
That's a horrible question.
It will land jam side down.
Oh my god.
Did you make that joke?
That was a meta joke if I ever heard one.
The chat said either peanut butter side or neither.
It's anti-gravity. Yep, there you go.
Oh no, I have one. All right. If you were going to make a sandwich, what would be your side?
My side?
Yes, the side dish.
Hmm. It depends on the sandwich, I would say.
Okay, let's say a BLT.
A BLT. What is a BLT?
Well, for me, I have tempeh bacon, but it's bacon, lettuce, tomato with a little bit of, like, the dressing.
That is not a substantial meal. I require sustenance, protein.
But it is. It does have the protein. It has the bacon.
Yes, but how much bacon? Is it a lot of bacon?
You can have as much bacon on you on it as you want.
Well, then I suppose if it's with that, it would be a fine wine. And
well, should
perhaps some grapes.
Is wine a side dish?
I was thinking like a bag of Cheetos, but all right.
What are Cheetos?
Oh boy.
What have y'all been teaching her?
She's still relatively new up here.
What?
It's really new.
Go straight up to A. A.
What?
You gotta do better. They don't she's even know for... about
Tracy's
Cheetos.
She's very disappointed in you.
I'm very disappointed
she's,
in you.
Look, she's been up here for all of session appropriate time.
Session appropriate time. What?
Thank you for not making me come up with a time frame.
I couldn't think of how long either, so no, I was just fine. Like,
thank you for not
whatever.
Making me do anything I didn't.
Fill in the blank, you know?
You're also on this, Miss Elizabeth. Just saying.
Hmm? She looks a bit confused.
Doesn't know what a BLT is.
I just taught her peanut butter and jelly. So we're getting there. We're moving our way down the sandwiches.
That's wonderful.
Mm. Oh my God. Like a sandwich hierarchy?
Oh, there is, but it's way too much time to get into that.
We don't have the time!
We don't have the time.
Sandwich tier list, go!
We got an entire town to get through. It seems.
I am so confused, bro.
So am I.
You know, let's, let's move on. Let's,
Amy Amy will move up to Cecily and just kind of put a hand on Cecily's shoulder. We must have a girls' night again sometime soon. I don't know if Cecily's still there.
Cecily would be like, absolutely. I have been meaning to, but things have been kind of insane with, you know, the whole...
Yes, of course. Thing. But I require more... I would like to borrow more of those rom-coms.
Oh my, borrow? We're going to watch them together.
Yes, I look forward to the next one. You have such good insight to these rom-coms.
Well, you know, I would like to imagine that is how romance happened for me.
She just nods towards that. Well, we will let you take care of whatever business you have, but do find us again should you need anything. And then she looks towards Elizabeth. Come, we must try a BLT! And she just pushes, like, points forward and starts walking, and Elizabeth just sighs. I guess we're going to get BLTs.
As they're walking away, don't forget the Cheetos.
Don't. And Elizabeth just points towards you as she's walking.
You know, you never would have guessed it, but I'm sure you probably already heard that he kind of points towards Elizabeth as they're walking away. That was one of Love's original targets. Keyword was. Yeah. Long story there.
What was it? It's been bugging me. What was the name of the person that we saw at the Leaf and Bean who now is kind of a neutral party?
You're talking about Eliza Kincaid?
Thank you.
Yeah, Eliza Kincaid.
Out of character, it's been bugging me because
you
I was
have
like,
not seen Eliza in the town in a long time.
Since then, yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, long story short, she was originally going to be Love Vessel once she got here.
I'm not entirely sure she's not still the target.
Well, didn't you make it that show that she couldn't be it because of you?
Yeah, for now. Who knows how long that's going to last.
Until probably Love kills you.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you die.
No offense.
I just have to stay alive.
No pressure.
And I'm pretty sure Amy's got first dibs on that.
Yeah. I mean, on the bright side, Amy probably has, because she has first dibs, she probably won't let anybody else touch me first. So there's that.
Who should we go to next?
Hey, Cicely, how are your parents doing?
He just has that look at Amy like, really?
What?
You just want to see her mom.
Oh God, here we go.
They're very nice people.
You just want to flirt.
Are we flirting with moms now? What's going on here?
Yeah, unfortunately this is a thing. I wish it weren't, but it is. Mostly A has the hot.
It's just A.
Well, Annabelle too, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It was Annabelle too. Yeah. She's like, it's the kind of this thing that constantly is brought up, and I don't enjoy it anymore each time that it happens.
And I imagine they're really, really rich.
They are very rich. Cecily has her own movie theater.
I do have a movie theater. But we're not...
And a makeshift DJ booth.
We're not that rich.
you just see A, Lorelai, and A just stare blankly at Cecily.
Right at Cecily, yep.
Not that rich, huh?
I mean... In the scheme of things, no. Mm. I think there are more rich people out there.
That might be the case, but
maybe outside of Will Branch, but here in Will Branch, you're literally the entire 1%.
As you all are talking, you'll actually, I will say Lore, you will see Abby walking with Stella as they are both walking down the campus a little bit and talking.
Lorelai is going to call out to Abby.
Abby will just kind of jump a little bit and then look over. I will say, Trixie, you see one girl with braids in her hair, or with two pigtails, very blonde hair, freckles all over her face, a large blue eyes, and like a white bandana tied on her head into a bow. That is Abby Conley. And then you will also see another individual in a wheelchair, long black hair coming down in waves, kind of to an amber blue. And she is wearing a cute blue sweater, a white or yellow with a blue polka dot turtleneck, and has bows in her hair, is giving her like little space buns. You can see Stella Newman.
They both have pictures in the NPCs, and they're both freaking adorable.
I love them.
So Stella will roll towards you. You also notice that when Stella rolls towards you, she has a very fancy wheelchair. That seems to be foundation standard as they both approach. And Abby will just kind of look towards you all. Hi! Oh, you have a new friend. Hello. She just waves.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. I'm Abby. This is Stella. And she'll point towards Stella. And Stella just nods a bit. Hey.
Hello, Miss Abby. Hi, Miss Stella. I'm Trixie.
He is part of Oculus.
Oh, I didn't know if they were in on it. I'm sorry.
No, they're definitely in on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm from Oculus. How you doing?
Stella just nods a little bit. It's good to make your acquaintance as she turns her wheelchair to face you.
He ponders, did she not read all the files?
You know what? That's a lot of reading, and I like to organize a lot of stuff. You know what? I like to figure it out for myself. I do like paperwork. You think I read it, though?
She rewrites everything in sparkly pen.
Because of course she does.
Get me. Do you mind if I ask you lovely ladies some questions?
Abby just nods a little bit. Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Miss Stella, is that okay with you as well?
Stella will nod. Yeah, that's fine. She just kind of rolls next to Iggy and looks up towards
you. I love your accent.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Now that you have that accent, Hina, it's going to throw me off a little bit.
I know. The southern accent is always infectious. You had the same problem with Kalis. I remember.
Oh, goodness. I only have three voices and you're messing them up.
My boss.
Three looks.
My boss.
Three looks and that's it. All right. Well, let me look through here. One moment.
Wait, do you have have a file that has your questions in it?
Yeah.
I love that.
I wrote them all.
Good job.
All right. Where do I put? Where did I put them?
Oh, now she can only find them.
Now, if only I can find them. All right, Miss Abby.
Have you nod?
Have you felt the need to harm others in an otherworldly sense?
What? She looks a bit surprised.
No, that's like the worst person to ask that question to.
Oh, that was.
Have you looked towards Lorelai? No, I haven't. I promise.
No, okay, no, it's all right. It's all right. It's just, I'm sorry if that was too deep of a question. It wasn't meant to go that deep.
Stella is holding back laughter as she's holding her mouth.
All right, Miss Abby. All right. You know what? I'm just going to put a little heart next to you.
Abby just looks a bit concerned. Is that a good thing? Heart's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is she just nervous?
You're wonderful.
Was this a test? Did I pass?
Oh, yes.
She just sighs. She goes, okay. Stella's just holding back laughter as she's next to Iggy. Sorry.
All right. Miss Stella.
Yeah, go on.
I love your cadence. It's wonderful.
Thank you. All right.
Have you felt extreme emotion to the point of hearing voices before?
Hearing voices? Like, I have to hear voices?
Yeah, like, it's like you understand it's not like yourself.
Right, no, I got, okay, so voices that are not my own, I understand. Like
this one's not as targeted, but yeah. And the Abby one was like so good.
If you don't mind me asking, of course. If you don't want to answer them, you don't have to.
Oh, no, it's fine. Not that I can recall. I mean, I've definitely felt intense feelings before, but not to the point of hearing other people's voices.
Well, that's great. I'm gonna put a heart next to you, to yours as well.
He puts an arm around Stella, like, you know, she really deserves two hearts.
Oh yeah, definitely, right there.
She just like looks towards you as she blushes a little bit. Hey.
Sorry.
Oh, those are my questions.
Oh, that was it?
Oh.
Abby looks a bit surprised. Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, I have a very important one for you, though.
Hmm.
If you don't mind me asking.
Me? Abby points towards herself.
What is your favorite food and or drink?
Favorite food and or drink? And she just starts to think. Well, I'm a vegetarian, so, I really like, gosh, there's so many. There's like, at Axolotl, there are vegetarian options and vegan options. They have this berry sorbet that's really good, so I really like that. I like coffee though too, but not too much. Like more sweet than coffee, I guess.
Let me just tell you this right now, and I don't want to alarm you. I just had that berry sorbet at the.
Oh, it's good.
It was
right?
So good.
It's very
oh my
good.
God!
And she just smiles.
It was
I'm glad
very
you liked
good.
It. She just kind of puts her hands together and smiles. She's like the epitome of cute, 100%.
Epitome of cinnamon
She's
roll.
She's a cinnamon roll.
Total cinnamon roll.
She looks towards Lorelai. She likes it. She likes my favorite. She just kind of hops a little bit towards you.
Lorelai
just
like.
I love her dynamic so much.
Lorelai looks at Abby and just pets her head. It's like, yes.
I will say, Trixie, you'll notice that on Abby's shadow, she has a tail that's wagging.
Cuter.
Takes note.
Little puppy.
Damn.
Little puppy.
Adorable as heck.
And Stella just kind of looks towards y'all. So y'all are just throwing Trixie around town then?
Pretty much, yeah. Showing her around, introducing to her friends. She just met Amy and Elizabeth.
Oh, how'd that go? She looks a bit surprised.
A lot of talk
unexpected.
Oh, that you know that's good. I know Amy's still acclimating. Is that the word?
Yeah.
I think that's the word. That sounds like the word. And she just nods.
Okay, well.
Well, we were heading to the library, so we'll probably head out and go return my books. But, and she'll turn towards Trixie. If you ever want to check out the campsite, that's where I live. You're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank.
She nods.
It's the accent. I'm stuck.
I'm just gonna say she nods and gives a thumbs up. I'm gonna send you one thing that I forgot to put in your notes for Stella.
Okay.
One second.
The accent.
The accent.
The accent will throw you off.
She's a multiversal version of Kalis.
Why are you thinking he started simping on sight?
Let me just tell you, I was the first to simp. I walked before you could run.
What are we talking about? I feel uncomfortable.
Same. I'm sorry.
I came to have a good time.
No, I'm starting to feel attacked.
I came here to be attacked. I'm having
I'm just enjoying
time.
A Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. I don't understand what's happening. I'm not sponsored, but I like it a lot. Dr. Pepper, if you want to sponsor us, though. No, I'm kidding.
I'll make a sign.
No! No!
Save it for the not next again. Campaign.
No!
Why not?
Make the sign. Sponsor us.
I mean, we're already trying to like get Liquid Death to sponsor us.
No, we're not. We stopped that. It finally ended.
Yeah, they sent me a stop email.
Oh no.
Just kidding. All
right, so I sent you some more information about Stella, so you have that in your disposal as well. Stella just kind of nods towards everyone, so we'll just probably head again like to the library. So, but it was nice meeting you. You want to come down to the campsite? Come down anytime. And then she'll just nod a bit. And then they'll both start to head on their way towards the library.
Oh, they just seem like lovely gals.
They are.
They are the sweetest.
Yes.
Well, what do we have left?
We have either Cecily's family or Lorelai's family, or we can go to the forest and meet the Fey royalty. You gonna send a stone?
Oh, we'll leave it out to our guest here.
Who would you like to see first? Although, no Narluk, Fey royalty would just come around the corner. He looks around for
any. Wait a minute. Are there any rainbow colored animals of any sort around us? Okay.
You cannot blame us for assuming.
No, always seems to happen, so we had to make sure.
Well, Trixie, where would you like to go first?
Well, since it's, you know, your family, Cecily, is it okay with you if we... I'm not quite sure. Julio!
Julio, what?
Am I meeting family, too?
I don't make know! Sure.
We'll ask the boss!
You hear Cassius's voice come through, Trixie.
Hi, Cassius.
Hello, darling. Yes, if you'd like to meet, if you believe that it's important to meet the families, then yes, absolutely.
All right. I'm just going to say, y'all can't hear this conversation that I'm having with this lovely, lovely person on the other end.
Well, this group is kind of used to that.
Yeah, we get that.
Cecily's like, you can totally meet my parents. They're kind of high ups in the foundation, or were. I think I think they've sort of gently retired.
All right, so you all head to the wealthier area of Wool Branch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that would be the orange area right over here, which is not too far
like
from.
Going her way is like taking pictures of like the area.
Yeah, absolutely. You're taking pictures of everything. In your camera, I will say that you have, of course, a camera that's given to you by Oculus itself. It also will show things that are definitely strange. So anything that's hidden will be revealed.
It's and the I... camera of Oscura.
Well, Oscura. It's just a ghost. Well, I mean, I guess it captures ghosts plus more. It's not just ghosts. It's not just a spooky camera.
Oh, I got the Nokia Ghost Plus.
The Nokia Ghost Plus. All right, and as you all head to Cecily's home, we're going to take our last break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink. Go get a snack. Whatever you need. We'll be right back. Time is flying.
Hmm.